Welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we focus on issues that affect your money box. Investments, taxation, loans, insurance and financial planning. Today we'll turn our focus to borrowing, specifically home loans. Since its August monetary policy review, the Reserve Bank of India has announced two key measures that will benefit retail borrowers and particularly home loan borrowers who service longer tenure loans. One, that banks and NBFCs should clearly communicate the impact of any rate change on the EMIs and loan tenure. Financial institutions have to give borrowers the choice to increase EMIs, extend the repayment period, or opt for a combination of both. Now, this move comes after some borrowers saw their home loan tenures extending beyond 50 years in some cases due to rise in interest rates that followed the RBI's cumulative 250 basis point hike since May 2022. More recently, on September 13th, the RBI directed banks to return property documents to borrowers within 30 days of loan settlement. If banks or NBFCs for that matter do not adhere to this timeline, they will have to pay borrowers ₹5,000 per day for every day of delay. These two measures will ensure that borrowers will not be saddled with prolonged prepayment tenures and will be able to switch to other lenders to save on interest cost without worrying about any delay in transfer of key property documents. To understand the RBI stance and the impact on borrowers in detail, we have with us today Vipul Patel, founder of Mortgage World, a loan consultancy firm. Hello, Mr. Patel. Welcome to Simply Save. We are happy to have you on our show once again.
Thank you so much, Preeti. Happy to be joining you again. And historic times are in front of us. Good times for the consumer, I can say.
Okay. That's what we are here to discuss. So if we could start with the Reserve Bank of India's decision to ask banks to clearly communicate the impact of any rate change on EMIs and loan tenures. So if you could explain what is the rationale behind it and how will it help borrowers and home loan borrowers in particular?
Yeah. So what happens is that whenever the rate change, the rationale behind is something like this, that historically when the rates change, the banks by default increase the loan tenure. Now when your loan tenure gets increased, suppose you have taken a 300-month loan already and rate goes up by 0.5%, your tenure will go up by another 30 to 50 months depending on various parameters, rate and other things in your loan. Which means that disproportionately you end up paying a very high interest. That's option one. Some banks did combination. They increase the tenure, they increase the EMI also. And many banks refused to increase the tenure and they were arbitrary and they increased only the EMI. Now, if you increase the tenure, then the consumer will end up paying more interest than they would really like to. If you increase the EMI, the consumer may already be adequately leveraged. They will not have money to pay extra EMI and could potentially become a defaulter. Okay. So this particular decision is absolutely historic, path-breaking, and was very long overdue. So now with this decision, what happens is the consumer can decide. It's a consumer-centric initiative aimed at completely enhancing transparency, empowering the consumer, and this is very clear that now I will decide whether I want to pay for a longer period depending on my personal financial circumstances or I want to pay for a higher amount. So I can do my own planning. The reins and the control is now in my hand. And of course, there would be some guidelines which will say you can't take your loan to 70 years length or you can't take it to 50 years length. So with those considerations and guidelines, this is very historic. The rationale is to bring in complete transparency, ensure that the consumer makes an informed decision. It reduces surprises at the end of the consumer, brings in a lot of financial stability, brings trust and transparency into the system, and at the same time makes banks more compliant in and everything is in the favor of consumer. Good old days, 15 years from now, everything banks did was in their favor. They made a move which benefited them. That's no longer the case. I think absolutely great move by RBI. And we are happy, like I mentioned earlier, this was very long overdue.
Okay. So every time there is a rate change, the repo rate changes and the bank revises its rates. Banks, or this applies to even NBFCs, right?
It applies to everyone.
NBFCs.
And for all kinds of loans.
Okay. And so every time the change happens, they have to communicate, send a letter or an email to the borrowers, and the borrower in turn has to confirm her acceptance and her choice, is it?
The good part, Preeti, here is the bank will have to tell the borrower that in case you increase your tenure, your overall interest would go up by so much. In case you increase the EMI, then your overall interest could reduce or increase by so much. So people will now deal in absolute numbers, you know, which is a very great decision-making tool.
Right. I understand. And likewise, the RBI has also come up with another circular, where they have set a 30-day deadline for banks and NBFCs to return property documents. So will this pave the way for easier loan transfer process and therefore enable borrowers to save on interest costs by switching to lenders who might be offering cheaper interest rates?
Yeah, so Preeti, this is another very, very, very critical decision and a very, again, one more absolute consumer-centric, decision. What happened in the good old days, the bank would take anything between 5 to 7 days to first confirm that your loan account is successfully closed. One. After that, the bank could take anything between 3 to 7 weeks to return your documents. So in that interim period, some people end up paying overlapping interest on both the loans because one pay order was ready but handed over and not honored. The other one was they were paying on their existing loans. Plus, the rates would vary in that time frame and it would, you know, put consumer in a decisioning dilemma. So now with all these new changes and the 30-day deadline, it does a couple of things. It ensures that the loan transfer from one institution to another institution happens quicker and faster. By the way, this 30-day deadline is the outer limit. So most banks will now try and finish it within 2.5 to 3 weeks, 15, 20 days, so that they have 10 days in case of there any fallback. Okay? And if you look at it, when banks used to take 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 5 weeks, there was no rationale to it. There is no way the bank is going to need so much time. But they created cumbersome processes so that they can charge more interest or they take their own sweet time to process things. In the digital world, it does not take so long. Your loan closure is confirmed. Earlier, banks used to say that once you pay, we will recheck whether the amount is correct or not and you may have to pay a differential amount. Now all those things will go away. So this is also one more very consumer-centric, very highly path-breaking move, and what it will do? It will ensure that the loan transfer process becomes very faster. It is smooth because there is reduction of process time. It will save a lot of interest and other costs to the consumer. And then because of this, because the loan is going to move very fast, it will bring in very healthy comparison and it will bring in very healthy competition also. When you are moving a loan, you will be very certain that this will happen and this will be my gain. And that little impact of some bank doing quarterly and some bank doing monthly even today will be completely, mitigated. And this is, this is one more move which gives the power in the hand of the consumer because they can plan their finances knowing that this will one way or the other happen in 30 days at max. Earlier, there was uncertainty. Banks were non-committal. They used to say, we will take anything between 3 to 5, 7 weeks. And sometimes it extended for 3 months also. We've seen that by experience. But I think this is another very, very, very good move. And returning property documents earlier would mean a lot to the consumer. I think it's a mental peace of mind that the consumer will get. So that's great.
Okay. And finally, if we go as far back as 2012, over 10 years ago, when the RBI first abolished prepayment penalty for home loans, so would you say that overall the process of customers reducing interest outgo by either making a part prepayment or opting to shift to other cheaper lenders, has it become easier over the years?
Yeah, what happens is when you bring in transparency into the system, when you, which is by way of, giving consumer the option to reduce or increase their EMI, which is by way of ensuring there are no restrictive practices by putting in prepayment clauses which are atrocious and so many times they make or break the deal. By making consumer-centric moves where you ensure that the consumer is in control and the banks have to be compliant. Okay, this is all in a way a very great move. Our country is growing and developing very fast. Our mortgage market as a percentage of GDP has a long way to go. And unless this kind of transparency, consumer-centric moves are not made, we will not be able to make that exponential progress in the mortgages business. Most developed economies operate at 75% to 80% of their GDP as mortgages. We are way far behind. We can grow fivefold from here, provided the system support and it is consumer-centric. Now with this prepayment penalty gone in the early 2010 era, now with the transparency coming in by giving consumers the control of what they want to do with their loan, increase or decrease the EMI or tenure, with the flexibility where consumer controls and he has certainty in terms of knowing that he will get back his documents, with the new RLLR, which is the repo-based lending coming in with this external benchmark.
Right, that was an important
all
thing.
That we spoke about. I have been 30 years doing this business, and now I personally see there is no way anyone can stop the exponential growth of this business, because whatever was missing has now been filled in. Now all the gaps have been filled in, and now it's a smooth road ahead. It's like the infrastructure which our country is creating in terms of road and networking, I think that similar infra digitally, compliance-wise, transparency-wise, regulation-wise, is now available for the mortgages business also to go by leaps and bounds.
Right. So from a borrower's perspective, a home loan borrower's perspective, what would be your advice? There are still people who are paying, even if their loan is linked to RLLR, paying interest rate of over 9% on their home loan. When the fact is that otherwise lenders in the market are even offering 8.35 to 8.5% interest rate on home loans. So what would be your advice to those home loan borrowers who are paying a higher rate of interest compared to the market rate offered to new borrowers?
Yeah. So what happens, Preeti? I want to highlight here what happened. Now there is one more major change our country is seeing in terms of the age group of the people borrowing. When I started this business, 99% or 95% or more of my clients were almost beyond the age of 45. So they were taking houses when they were between 45 and 50 years of age. Now the trend has changed. Now there are young kids. 21 to 35 is now the trend. And most of my customers today are under the age of 35. And there are substantial lot, the 21 to 25 lot is growing at an exponential rate. Having said that, most of the consumers are borrowing for a 30-year tenure, considering they are borrowing very young. Let's take an example of a mean age of 25 years. If you are currently at 9% for 25 years, on say hypothetically a 75 lakh loan, you pay an overall interest of 1.14 crore. Now, let's say you move or you convince your bank to reduce it to 8.35, which is the current market trend, right, between 8.35 to say 8.5, then your EMI could go down from 63,000 to 59 odd, which would give you a million rupee saving. A 10 lakh rupee saving on the life of loan is substantial. But more than that, if finances permit and you retain the EMI at 9%, if you are paying say 63,000 approximately, and you retain the EMI and you move to 8.35, it's a magical number. You are suddenly reducing your overall loan tenure by 45 months. That's almost 4 years of your lifestyle. Suddenly your 300 month loan will look like 255 month loan. And do you know the impact on the interest? Your overall interest would reduce by 2.8 million or 28 lakh. Plus,
okay,
that's the impact. So for the consumer, I would say go to your existing banker, show them the newspaper ad where other banks are not charging prepayment foreclosure, where they are offering an 8.35% rate, and then evaluate your loan, represent yourself, and ensure after researching market that you have a valid point. And I'm assuring you, consumers, you have a valid point. Please go and ask your bank to reduce the rate. In case they do not do that, then consider loan transfer. Check your eligibility. because COVID things have gone little plus and minus. Civil records have changed. Your credit rating have changed.
Okay.
So currently the rate offered to you is also a factor of your credit rating. So please check that. I would also like the consumer to know that, God forbid, if when you had borrowed, if your credit rating was not so good, but now times have changed, situation has improved, and your credit rating has improved, even that will help you negotiate better with your bank and ask them for reduction in rate. So you can negotiate with your current lender, check your eligibility, do little research. If need be, appoint mortgage advisors like us. There are many in the market. You can go to anyone who's in your proximity or who you can connect with. Calculate your rupee savings. Calculate every single penny. You all know how difficult it is to earn that 100,000 rupees. And here we are talking of saving of anything between 10 lakhs to 30 lakhs rupees if done very smartly. And then if you have more money, maybe partly repay the loan. So once you understand the cost and you understand everything, I think by seeking little professional help, the consumer will gain very big time. They should negotiate with the bank. If the negotiation doesn't go through and it falls or fails, then they should consider moving to competing institution at zero cost. Most institutions will absorb the cost of movement.
Processing fee, you mean? And okay. So they'll only have to now factor in the documentation charges and maybe inspection charges and other things,
yeah.
Right?
And one more thing I would like to mention to the consumer. Do not indulge in telephonic conversations and phone banking.
Mm-hmm.
You will not see the results very quickly. Write email and get reward. There are all banks have their websites where they have mentioned where to send email for what kind of grievance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not get a response, do not despair. Just keep writing. Visiting the banks will not help.
Mm-hmm.
Write email, seek answers. Anything that is written will be read. And now that RBI is pushing banks for compliance, which is consumer-centric, the banks will dare not make a wrong move, and they will ensure that they are supportive and they help you do what is right for you.
Okay. And finally, again, to go back to our first point of discussion, was RBI's move prompted by some cases where loan tenures went beyond 50 years in some cases?
Absolutely. It has actually happened. We have encountered a case where a customer had borrowed for 30 years and loan tenure increased by another 15 years. And the consumer did not know what to do. And the consumer was already 45 years old. So he says, in English, there is a word called mortgage. Mortgage means pay till you die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the real meaning. Mort means death. And mm-hmm. Jail means keep paying.
Okay.
So that became reality, and this gentleman was very worried. And he said, will it mean that my son will have to pay this? Because I may survive for another 15, 20 years. So balance 30 years, who's going to pay? Balance 20 years, will my family end up paying? Am I creating a burden for my family? And this is just one-off case. There are many, many cases which have happened where consumer will already leverage for 360 months or 30 years. And the loan tenure went by 15, 20 years more. And banks didn't realize what was happening till the consumer complaints started pouring in. And a lot of case studies were taken up by the RBI committees. And here is the decision. So it purely stems from the fact that people have suffered, people have raised their voice. And the RBI authorities have heard the consumer and they have made a move which is consumer-centric.
All right. Thanks a lot for all the insights and all the information, Mr. Patel. Thank you for being on our show. I'm sure our listeners will find all your advice very useful. Thanks so much once again.
Thanks, Preeti. It is a pleasure as always interacting with you and being on Money Control. We wish you all the best and I look forward to, doing more shows with you.
Thank you so much.
And with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.